Silgall's nod, Mirax and Corin came forward, crowding into the gap between the hover gurneys. Tekly moved out of their way, circling the head of Valen's bed to rejoin Silgall. She craned her neck to look up at the Mon Cal.
All signs good.
Silgall nodded. She turned to the others in the room.
All but the immediate family, please withdraw to the waiting area.
And they did, exiting with words of encouragement and welcome. In moments, only the horns and the medics remained with Valen and Gisela. Silgall took a few steps to the nurse's station and its bank of monitoring screens, giving its more elaborate readouts a look. Or pretending to. Tekly found a mist dispenser and sprayed its clean-smelling contents around the chamber, driving away reminders of Amelia's and Angie's and Barb's recent presence. Then she rejoined her superior. If Silgall's predictions were correct, Valen and Gisela would be reaching full cognizance right about now, if they hadn't already, and if the madness that had caused them to be subjected to carbonite freezing was still in effect, their voices would be raised in moments with accusations. What have you done with my real mother, my real father? That was the insanity that had visited them, the manifestation of the dark side effect of their connection with the monster known as Abeloth. But recently, Abeloth's power over the mad Jedi had been broken. They had all returned to normal. All but these young horns, their recovery delayed by their suspended state. Valen's voice was raised in a complaint, but it was not an accusation of treachery and deceit.
I can't stop shaking.
It's normal.
His father sounded confident.
Han went through it years ago. He said it took him quite a while to warm up. This gurney is radiating a lot of heat, though. You'll be warm enough before you know it.
He frowned.
He also said his eyesight was gone right after he woke. How is it that you're seeing so well?
We're not.
That was Gisela, raising her arms above her to stretch, an experiment that caused her to wince with muscle pangs.
I'm seeing mostly with the Force.
Valen nodded.
Me too.
Silgall and Tekly exchanged a glance.
That was a relief.
The conversation was idle chat, and would soon turn to minute discussions of who had been up to what while Valen and Gisela slept. All was well.
Unless...
Silgall still had one more test to run. She raised her voice to catch the attention of all the horns.
Excuse me, I must interrupt. We have to let the monitors get several minutes of uninterrupted data, and all this talking is interfering. I must ask you two to withdraw for a while.
Mirex gave her an exasperated look.
After all that time we've waited?
Tekly held up a hand to forestall her.
After all that time, you can afford to indulge in a few minutes of quiet relief with your husband.
She made a shooing motion with her hands.
Out!
Grudgingly, the older horns withdrew. They'd be joining the others in the waiting area. From a cabinet, Silgall took a pair of self-heating blankets. She approached the gurneys and spread one blanket over each patient.
Tekly and I need to make some log entries about your recovery. Josat will be here in a moment. Ah!
As if on cue, and it was indeed on cue, a teenage Jedi apprentice, cheerful and maddeningly energetic, entered the chamber. Red-haired, lean, with a teen's overactive metabolism, he offered Silgall and Tekly a minimally acceptable, respectful nod, and immediately moved over to the nurse's station monitor to familiarize himself with his two charges. Silgall finished adjusting Gisela's blanket.
If you need anything, Josat can provide it. And if he is not here, say nurse, and the comm router will put you in contact with the floor nurse.
Gisela glanced over at her brother.
I've just been tucked in by a large fish.
He smiled, and when he spoke, there was amusement in his voice.
Maybe you're hallucinating.